That's how that happens.
Oh man, what is going on, boys and girls?
Well, you and I are podcasting live from an undisclosed location with another episode of the Clandestine Transmission here at ImageEyeNation.com. Who are you?
This is MIC.
Who am I?
MC Scatcatter.
Sure.
You and we're look here. Like Paul Abdul.
Could be. Both share a...
You look like Paul Abdul.
Both share a common Hebrew ancestry.
I'm saying.
A little known fact about Paul Abdul.
She had a brother named Paul Abdul, which is you.
Sure. That's how it happened.
Word. That was Lolita Holloway with Hit and Run.
Yeah.
The Walter Gibbons 12-inch mix to get the party started.
Oh, and the party has begun.
Because that is what we're doing here today.
Partying.
It is like a little party mix, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a party.
When we get together, it's always some kind of party. Party minus the pile of cocaine and the drum and bass and the porn. We were just talking about.
Yes.
Just sharing some old school shenanigans.
Reminiscing.
Yes.
But today we're going back into the crates.
Speaking of back in the day, we're going further back in the day.
There was still probably cocaine and porn.
Oh, I'm sure.
Back then.
A lot more body hair.
Yeah.
A lot more bush.
That was definitely funky. That was a funky party.
Sure.
Smelling and grooving. But we're just bringing you the funky grooves today. No funky stank.
That's going to be the name of our party if we ever throw another party. Like, if we ever do, like, a club night. It's going to be whatever you just said.
Which was, I don't know what.
Smelling and grooving.
But, because it's smelling delightful in here, because it is incense time.
It's always incense time.
When I walked in, Cody said, "Oh, it's." Who said it was incense time?
She said it was incense time.
Cody was like, yo, it's incense time. I was like, all right, cool.
Well, it's got to create that loft environment, like David Mancuso's house.
He used to
light the incense and put up the balloons.
Yeah, it's true.
Roll out the food. And then get real gay.
That's basically what this podcast is. We're get some food out.
Yep.
Pause the podcast. Get out some food.
And then get real gay.
Hey. You can be happy. You can be carefree.
And gay. Carl Beam.
Word.
This is what we got in the background right now.
Shout out to Carl Beam.
He was born that way. What's he doing right now?
You know what I'm going to say. Rest in peace, Carl Beam.
No!
Whatever you say.
No,
they are dead.
Is he legitimately dead or not? Now you can't just murder Carl Beam,
man. Oh,
man. Come on.
I have to look and see.
Like, you know, if he's not dead, how did Lady Gaga not like pull out to do like a...
Carl Beam is very much alive because Carl Beam is now the Pope.
Holy shit.
Nah,
I shit you not. That picture is fantastic.
No, Carl Beam is alive and well. He founded the Unity Fellowship Church movement. That is particularly welcoming of lesbian, gay, and bisexual African-Americans.
Sure. As it should be.
Word. So, there you go. That's what Carl Beam's doing. He said rest in peace to the disco, and he was born again in the Unity Church.
I'm sure he's still dropping like some house records or something like that.
I gotta go look him up on YouTube.
I don't think he would retire completely from the Muzak.
I'm sure he's doing some little sermons, and all of a sudden, a little percussion comes in.
Yeah.
And it's a rap. I'm going to have to go to that church.
Well, do you have to be gay to go to the church?
Probably not.
They don't run a check on you when you walk in the door?
This isn't like the crazy lady at Target.
No.
With the Bible. Doing the gay check. She's not going to rub a... They're not going to rub a Bible on my genitals to see which way it goes. Because it's going right through the Bible. Right through it.
Genitals.
It's going... breaking on through like an alien busting out a chest. Genitals straight through.
Oh, man.
Deuteronomy 4. Here comes the D.
Deuteronomy 4.
That's the after club.
Dude.
Carl Beats.
Dudes around you.
Carl Beat after club.
Four dudes around
Deuteronomy.
Yes.
All right, now we're getting crazy.
Indeed.
But, yeah.
Oh, it's funny. Yesterday I was downtown hanging out, and I was accosted by three separate groups of people who were pushing the Jesus. They had the flyers.
I swear to God, different churches.
I swear to God, the first dude, I thought he was trying to hand me a flyer for a nightclub.
You were excited.
And I took it. And then I looked at what it was, and I made him take it back. He didn't want to take it back. He was like, no, you just keep that. And I was like, no.
And it was not the Unity Fellowship Church with Carl Beam.
You spent money on this. It was absolutely not. You spent money on this.
I'm going to throw it away.
Exactly. It's going to end up in the trash. Instead, go hand it to somebody who's actually going to, you know, appreciate it.
Good move.
Yeah.
It's polite.
Well, no, but he tried to give me the hard sell after that. Then he was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to keep this. Jesus loves you. His man, on the other hand, was like, I'll take it. And he was just like, move along, dude. He was like, move along. I know you're filled with love for the Lord, but not today. Not today, Satan.
Girl.
And then two more groups came after that. A lot of Jesus. None of them were telling me that they were accepting of the gays and the lesbians, though.
I'm pretty sure. What's the church down? Is that what's the Unity Church down there?
I don't know.
Is that Chestnut?
I don't go to any of that stuff. Yeah, the one's
got the big
Chestnut Street with the big window. Yeah.
Yeah, they got the big window and the equally big rainbow flag.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you can go in there and get
that. Pride events.
Yes.
At the church. Like, they had like a drag event at the church last year, I'm pretty sure.
And they've been like, so that's like the local Carl Beam spot.
Nice.
You might need to go explore, but.
Well, hey. You know, everyone's familiar with Carl's cousin, LL Beam, but he's the lesser known of the two. He deserves some shine as well.
He's out there fishing in the water with his LL Bean boots. He says, hey, I was born this way.
Exactly.
Casts out a little something. I have no clue what LL Bean does.
I don't think there's an actual LL Bean. I just think
it's like the J. Peterman catalog.
Well, J. Peterman was based on LL Bean, so
phony baloney.
Phony baloney. Exactly.
But yeah, we got all kinds of fresh party going hits.
I don't know if they're fresh.
They're not fresh.
They're fresh.
They're not stale.
F-R-E-S-H fresh.
Yeah.
But they're not fresh as in new.
No. This could be new to you.
Because you know what? What are we doing? We're doing a Dusty Grooves podcast.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you and I used to host the Dusty Groove Show on a local radio station. Hosted that for, what did I say last time, like 8 years?
Something like that.
We were on the air every Monday night.
Now the grooves we played at the beginning of that show are really dusty.
Yeah.
A decade later.
So, you know, I think both of us miss playing the old school stuff that we used to play. We haven't really delved into that very much with the podcast in the years that we've been doing podcasts. And I think more often we need to throw something in there and take it back, get our fingers a little dusty. Although we're not actually touching any dusty records.
We might. We have to figure it out. We got to roll out to the lab, and it's really dusty in there.
I was going to tell you this weekend.
Lab is right here.
We needed to go and bring my turntable to get fixed, which we did not do.
We
need to do that next weekend.
Yeah, we do, because I want to get my mixer looked at.
Yeah,
so
let's make an appointment to do that. But right now we've got an appointment with more music.
Yes.
What do we got coming up next, Mike?
Got the sounds of First Choice bringing you that love thing.
Any kind of special mix?
Nah, that was. Most of these are the 12-inch mix. The 12-inch mix is the single mix. It's longer. It's got the intro. It's got the outro. You know, album mix. I think they had to cut stuff down, squeeze everything on there. But yeah, man. First Choice got all the jams. Let No Man Put Us Under. Double Cross. All good stuff.
Well, we'll get into that right now. I'm the Clandestine Transmission. Here at ImageEyeNation.com. First Choice, Love Thing.
Love thing, yeah. Mm. Said, hey. We'll be right back. tres, cuatro.
For a walk.
Yo.
Walking that bass.
That is a mean walking bass right there.
He's walking that bass like you walk Nino.
That's what you do.
It is.
Look it out for a strut. He might not be walking the bass. That bass is strutting.
Yeah.
The sounds of MFSB. Letting know that love is a message.
We're bringing you a message.
Do that thing where you make the little heart with your hands. I don't know how you do that. I do that like this.
Like that.
Like
that. Oh, this is right. We go to Japan now. Yeah.
That's the Danny Crivet re-edit right there. Mother, father, sister, brother.
Motherfucking soul band.
See, that's what they wanted it to be, but Barry Gordy shot that down.
Wrong label, Mike.
I don't know if Barry Gordy shot that.
Gable and Huff shot that down. Yeah.
There we go. Barry Gordy did not make his way down to Philly.
No.
And steal all the Philly bands.
He was too scared. Too scared to step foot in Philly.
It's a tough town, man. They're telling you that love is the message.
All I know is
but they will give you a knuckle sandwich.
They do not love the Philadelphia Eagles.
They do not love the Eagles.
No.
They do not love Santa.
No.
They do not love Phillies.
Well, the 76ers were pretty tough too back in the day.
They were. This year, I think they had like 7 wins. They're about as tough as like some real wet doo doo.
Oh man.
That's your NBA minute.
We'll gotta have at least one sports minute per show.
We'll give you weekly updates on our boy Steph Curry. As he keeps it Steph Curry each and every week.
He does keep it Steph Curry.
He always keeps it Steph Curry. I'm not sure if he kept up with the playoffs. But the last two times he was on the court, he kept it 100 Steph Curry. Like, do you know the 100 emoji? It needs to be a little 100 emoji that's got the one of the O's, one of the zeros needs to be a basketball. The other zero needs could to be Steph Curry's head.
Yeah, okay.
Because that dude keeps it 100.
He keeps it 100.
He could drop 100 one of these nights if he's so fearful.
All I know is everyone keeps talking about his daughter.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
What's her name, Riley?
Oh. Yes.
You can see the vine of her? She was walking in the conference room.
Yeah, I remember that.
Her dad was giving a conference.
Yeah.
And she was giving the old, like, I got my eye on you to people. Yo, she's like 2 years old or something.
Yeah.
She's keeping it Steph Curry.
She is keeping it Steph Curry.
That is the definition right there.
Got it.
Crazy kids. I just had a moment there.
You just totally like, yo.
I just faded.
I wish I could. I could have been vining your face just now.
Yeah. I was like, what else I gotta say? I took a little pause. I had to reboot.
And not for anything homoerotic either. Not yet, at least.
No. Not that kind of pause. It was a system. It was a system pause. Who we got in the background? Tracy Weber, right? Sure shot.
It is.
Speaking of Steph Curry, his theme song.
Because all of his shots are sure.
Sure shot.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The original sure shot, not to be confused with the Beastie Boys sure shot.
No.
With the dog barking on it.
No, which I told you, I was at the mall.
Yo, what
last,
store were you
last
in?
Weekend? I was at the mall and I happened to walk into Journeys.
Okay.
Because I was looking for some sneakers. I was looking for a pair of New Balance. I was pricing New Balance at different stores in the mall. And they had some New Balance. They had some New Balance like outside the store. So I walked in to see what else they had. On the TV.
Hey.
On the TVs.
Reflected.
In the Journeys. Was Beastie Boys. Was Sure Shot. And I was like, oh my God. Because that is what they would have been playing in Journeys. In Journeys in like 1994.
Yes.
And they were still playing it now,
little,
which I thought was interesting. And I happened to be in the mall with someone who was very young, and they didn't really understand at all what I was talking about, because I was like, yeah, it was like, yeah, this is weird. I was like, yo, flashback 1994, and they just kind of looked at me like, huh? Because they don't know.
That dude was like, yo, this is the only DVD we got, sport.
I don't know.
It's stuck in the DVD player. It just plays on a loop.
I actually was in the Journeys yesterday. They had no music playing. I don't know. I don't know what was up with the...
Did you buy more shoes?
No, I was looking
for her.
I was looking for more shoes, yes, because M. Cody of our sister site, littlefishinc.com, absolutely needed a pair of
there
New Balances as well.
Looking like MIC circa... 19 or something.
I've never seen you wear a pair of New Balance, so yeah.
That's a mad New Balance.
Yeah.
I go through like phases.
I'm in my New Balance phase right now, Mike. I'm in a Puma New Balance phase because I got the Puma Classic Suedes, aka the Puma Clyde. Which that's my classy sneaker. And then I got the New Balance is for work. Because it's super comfortable.
True.
I'm on my feet all day.
There you go. I might segue to a Adidas. I feel like an Adidas.
Well,
time is coming.
I said it yesterday when I was walking in all the shoe stores. I'm gonna say it again. Shoes are whack right now. Nike and Adidas both. All their models are whack. Their colors are whack right now. They're not doing anything special. Like, you know, several years ago, I enjoyed the Nike Dunk quite a bit. They were doing a lot of exciting things. They're not doing anything exciting.
Trying to think of the ones
right
that
now.
The exciting things that are come out.
Adidas is on some like weird monochromatic color scheme shit. Everything is like weird pastels.
Your boy Pharrell.
Like, it's whack.
Pharrelled out.
It's whack. It is wiggity wiggity whack, Mike.
I should have brought over the East Bay catalog that just came to my house.
Should have. We could have a conversation.
We could have flipped through the shoes.
Yeah, no. It's all real wet.
Nah, I think we.
And you know my taste in shoes are real simple. Just give me a pair of Lavers.
Yeah, you're good.
But like, yo, Adidas even fucked up Lavers for a few years. They're back. I'll say this: they are back to the classic version of the Laver.
I thought they have like Adidas Classics where they keep it like
no, they original. They switched it all
Adidas
up.
Originals.
They do, but they switched it all up and made it all fancy. See, and fucked up the basic design.
That defies logic because we mentioned like LL Bean. They'll keep making that same LL Bean duck boot.
Yeah.
Since 1908 until now, they're not gonna like tweak it. You know, if they tweak it, they'll call it like the 2.0 or the Bean Boot 2. You know, make a late.
Well, they were like, they were like, messing around. Oh, these are improved Lavers, and I was like, this is not an improvement, and everybody else was like, this is not an improvement. One of the things that they did was, you know, the undersole was a color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if you had them, it would be like blue or red or whatever the color of the shoe was. They do the green, they do the blue. They just made the entire sole white, and they claimed that they did it because the color would wear off the undersole of the shoes before. Now, I've got a pair of Lavers in the other room, navy Lavers, that I bought in like 2003.
And the color's not wearing off of them.
Since 2003. The color's, no, the color's not wearing off of them. That was some BS. But like the new sole like made the shoe heavier, which, you know, why? That's the whole point. It's like a super light, super comfortable shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nah.
And don't get me started on the colors. I need color options, man.
I love they don't have like an Adidas like an ID and just pick whatever color you want at this point.
Well, Adidas has started doing ID. Adidas and
they get freaky with it. They do like Nike. Nike does the same thing too.
But I don't
they'll say you could pick. You could pick from this palette of stuff today.
Right.
Come back in a couple months, whole new palette.
Right.
So, which I get it, because they're trying to get your money. So,
like,
yo, you better make your shoes now with the fresh tweed colorway, with the denim lining, because next month...
They have a denim lining?
for your full-body denim, you might want to get the denim Lavers. And then that shit will be gone. Because, like, even, like, these IDs that I made here, of these Air Maxes, you can't make these anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, but they know what they're doing, because that's how they make their cash. I think we mentioned before on the show, like, all sneakers are, like, well over $100 now anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But shout out Theory Skate and Snow in the Holyoke Mall here in Western Mass. Hooked me up with the New Balance. I bought a ton of stuff there.
Stuff there over the years.
Hooked me up with the New Balance, and then when we went back for the New Balance for Cody, they hooked her up with New Balance.
Hey.
Gave her the sweet deal, super sweet deal, because they didn't have the shoes that she wanted.
They find
the
them?
First pair. Like she had one set that she wanted and another set that she wanted. Mm-hmm. They didn't have them, so they gave her the other pair for the same price as the other shoe. Yeah. So super shout out to Theory.
And get them down for a show sponsorship.
Sure.
I can't shout anybody out. There are no more shoe stores left.
No, they're all gone.
That's about it. Urban Gear, who's hooks me up once every year and a half that I go down there.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I can say. Shout out to the plugs out there. Get me the free shoes. You know who you are. Thank you. If not, I would have no shoes. I wouldn't say I would have no shoes. I'd have...
MIC would have the thousands of pairs of shoes he already owns.
Yeah, I would not have any new free pairs.
He wouldn't be walking around shoeless like some kind of country bumpkin.
This is the worst thing to ever happen to me. Free shoes, because now I don't want to buy shoes.
Oh, I was like that when I was getting the free t-shirt hookup.
Yeah, when you get the free shirts, you don't want to buy the shirts, because then you look at the shirt, you're like, what, $30? Oh,
right.
Later for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Anyway, that's your sure shot right there. Oh, I think we didn't mention, but...
Did we mention? We didn't mention anything.
Sure shot. Tracy Weber in the background with the sure shot. Yo, factoid on Tracy Weber. R.I.P. Tracy Weber. That was for sure.
Oh.
Because she sadly got killed after she, like, released this song back in 79. So she couldn't even see this joint become a Larry LeBan garage classic. Because someone murked her. In the mean streets of of New York City. So,
wow.
Pour one out for her when you hit the dance floor.
You're just bumming everybody out.
I know. It's sad. It's really sad. But, nah, I mean, she sort of lives on through the music, and so do a lot of these bands in the spirit of this. You know, we talked about Larry Levan.
Rest in peace to Larry Levan as well.
Yeah. So these are some of his joints, but spirit lives on through the music, through the parties.
Carl Bean, still kicking.
Still kicking.
That's
it.
That's the power of gay Jesus right there. That's what that is.
I'm raising the roof right now.
And the gay roof?
I'm raising the gay roof of the church.
Nice.
Both hands.
You gotta do it.
Both hands. Raising it up. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, but we're keeping that spirit going.
With somebody else who's also happens to be passed, actually.
Oh, Sylvester. That's who's coming up next?
That's who's coming up next.
What? Dude, yeah. Yo, Sylvester. If you don't know who Sylvester is, hop on the internet.
Yes.
And, I mean, just pull up. There's so many articles. He had passed away. I don't know. It's got to be several years now. But
oh, yeah. It's been a while.
In the 2000s. But lots of great articles on him, what he meant to the scene, what he meant to being an advocate for AIDS and for gay folks. Just,
yeah.
Like they did that, like the Harvey Milk movie. Remember that? Didn't he win an Oscar? Homeboy won an Oscar?
I don't know. Probably.
Sean Penn?
Probably.
Like, yo, they could do like a Sylvester movie that would be like 10 times
it's
what that
funny because I'm actually kind of bewildered that they haven't, except for who are they going to get to play Sylvester? That's the only thing. Because you're going to need an actor
who can pull it off.
Number two, you're going to need an actor who's willing to do it. And I think it would be tricky, particularly with some of the attitudes towards sexuality and race and all that goes. So I think it would be difficult to find an African-American actor who would be committed to it. Because it's going to take somebody who
has a
personal connection to Sylvester I want to do this.
For that.
And then, of course, there's the danger of, you know, somebody who maybe isn't as committed doing
just
some doing some Nina Simone.
Yeah.
What was that?
Who's in that? What's her face?
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Saldana, yeah.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana. You know, with like some prosthetics and...
Yeah, nah.
You know.
Not working.
Doing like blackface. We don't want to see that.
I'm sure if I look online, I'm hoping there's something in the works. I'm sure folks have like scripts and stuff. Because to me, that's like indie favorite Oscar ready type movie.
Like, you know,
because people love those types of like biography type movies. They always get nominated. Yeah. So like, if someone wants to like jump in this one, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, we're gonna jump into some music from Sylvester.
Word, drop it.
What's the track, Mike?
This is I Need You. Mr. Sylvester.
And we're going to get into that now. On the Clandestine Transmission, ImageiNation.com. Right?
Right. We'll be right back.
Your love from me. Yeah. I can tell by the way you look at me, girl. I can tell by the way you care for me, baby. I can tell by the way we argue, do our thing. I can tell when we do our thing, we swing, we swing. It grows and grows and grows. Girl, girl, girl. Your love for me gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, yeah. Stronger and stronger, yeah. Your love for me, girl. Take it away, take it away. Shake your body, shake your body.
Yeah. Bringing you the sweet sounds of Mr. David Joseph. Let me know that you can't hide. You can't hide that love. You gotta let it out. You gotta put it out into the universe.
What happens?
This is where we travel in across the sea
and across time like Doctor Who.
Where's Doctor Who from?
Across the sea.
Yeah, this is the UK portion of the mix. Little David Joseph, and we got Mr. Eddie Grant with his
Coach House rhythm section. You're gonna explain the whole situation with the Coach House rhythm section and Eddie Grant, because that is Eddie Grant of Electric Avenue fame.
Yeah. Now, for years this had always been an Eddie Grant track to me, but then when you go to like look to for like the 12 inch or whatever, it is the Coach House rhythm section 12 inch, which is his like record label and also like the name of like his studio. So dude was just like jamming in there and came out with freaking Time Warp, which is like one of the most awesome songs ever. And we were talking, you know, off the air about I was mentioning Mike Johnson, who we pressured it. Go see him and have him do a podcast of his own.
Yeah,
track him down.
We've mentioned that a couple of times.
DJ out of Hartford that my friends and I had got a hold of like his mixtapes or something, and like the first song on one of the mixtapes was that Sylvester song. And we were like, what? And like opened up like some of the songs we had known through like samples, some of the songs we knew from being like classics and other stuff we like had no clue of. So it was like opened up this whole world of like disco and club classics that we never knew existed, and like we were obsessed.
This was when you were a youngster, correct?
This is young Mike.
Yes.
In the early 90s, all through the 90s, to like 2000, whatever. But just so many joints. I mean, because we were babies back then. I wasn't in the club in 1979. I was like hitting the big wheel up.
I had the green machine.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. You know, I was very content with my Star Wars disco record back then.
Yo, I was a big fan of that myself, yeah.
I did not know that.
I really liked when that would come on in the roller rink.
Right.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Where I probably should have been happy if someone dropped the first choice back then too, but that was not happening. But anyway, so he would drop all these sweet joints for us and like play and like blow our minds because we hear stuff like this, like Time Warp. Time Warp would come on, we're like, yo, what the fuck is this? With the crazy freaking space age sounds and the. Yeah. Eddie Grant, because we knew who Eddie Grant was. Electric Avenue was like huge.
Yeah.
You know? So, we're like, what? So you go down these little pathways through music and like come up with all these joints. So yeah, that's what we're hoping to do with like, you know, the podcast in general and also through like these shows where we drop some old joints on there. Because folks, like some of, we were, you know, 18, 19. Hearing these joints back then, like, right. What? So, hopefully someone that age hears this stuff now and says, like, yo, that's crazy. Whether it's this or whether it's, like, you know, old punk from the 70s and 80s, too, and, well, you know, whatever you're sort of into.
I think that, particularly with, like, the club classic stuff, while nowadays we've got the internet and, you know, you can go on Spotify, you can put in, like, Paradise Garage and get, like, all of the Paradise Garage classics on, like, a, you know...
Yeah, it's true.
A compilation. But if you don't know to even look for that...
Right.
You're not going to find that. Mm-hmm. And I think that nowadays... I don't know. I think that there's a dearth of venues...
Mm-hmm.
For that type of music, like, you know, you and I have talked several times about like house clubs that we may have been a fan of, and you know where is it now?
Do they
like,
exist?
What does that look? You know, they've moved locations. Do they even exist? What's going on? And even that, if that's a specialized kind of scene, you have to kind of know about it to go and figure it out, and then it might introduce you to other stuff. I feel like there's not a club land in general doesn't exist in the way that it did when we were that age.
And even like on a smaller scale, like we could go to New York
or
Boston, but like, you know, we went out to Hartford and there was like stuff here. Granted, it wasn't like big city stuff, but at least you could go out and had some sort of stuff.
Well, no, and then like there was a point in time where there was stuff here, but if there was stuff here, like you were DJing it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
But even before, like there was like the after hour spot and like sort of dance music got kind of really big.
Yeah.
But there was like places you could go out to hear, you know.
But that's not the case now. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. I can point to like several nightclubs that were
in
this mile radius.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's zero.
And
now.
Like now I don't even know where you could go and hear like crap that's current.
Yeah,
I don't even know where, like, and I'm talking about specifically locally.
Yeah.
Like, what's even popping?
Right.
Like, you know, where can you even go? I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't know what
it's bizarre. Yet. I wouldn't even be able to tell anybody like where to go out.
Right.
To the nightclub. You know, to like the run of the mill, like Pearl Street was like back in the day. Like they had a night. It was like 18 and over, right? 21 to drink. But it was like, you know, pretty typical top 40 with some other stuff mixed in stuff. You know, I don't even know where to send folks now. And then there would be other little stuff on different nights all over the place.
Right.
But yeah, maybe in Connecticut.
I don't know.
Listeners, if you know some stuff, send us a message and say, hey, what are you talking about?
You know, we were talking
about the Cafe Disco.
What, I guess there, Mike Johnson DJed somewhere in Connecticut.
Yeah, there's that spot, that bar down there.
Was he at Sully's?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They still do stuff every now and again.
There's something. Yeah. I know he was doing occasional... And I know Dave Russell was doing, like, a club nights in Hartford. But I don't know how current that is or how regular they are. Yeah, I don't...
Gotta look it up.
Yeah.
Check it out. What was I going to mention? Love Saves a Day. I was going to say, if folks looking for stuff to like look up, we're talking about looking up playlists and stuff.
Yeah.
Book called Love Saves a Day by Tim Lawrence that's all about like 70s disco and club stuff. It's a great book. I've actually started rereading it again because there's tons of like songs in there that I didn't know at the time, and now I'm a little bit older And yes, I feel like reading the stuff. There's tons of like playlists, like a lot of like DJs, like Mancuso, and people added to it to talk about, you know, what the scene was like.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're interested in this sort of like genre of music and timeline of stuff, delve into that. That's another thing.
I'll second that and add on Last Night of the DJ Saved My Life.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that's the same thing. That's a fantastic book. Has a bunch of, you know, collections of songs in it.
Like nerdy song stuff. If you like stuff like we do, like playlists of like people that put stuff on there, it's really cool.
Right. Like and for all the scenes, like for High Energy, for, you know, Northern Soul, for, you know, not just necessarily disco, not just it covers the gamut of all the genres.
Yeah, which is great, which is awesome, because we couldn't have vetted all those places at one time, and like, you know, and generations from now, folks will want to know like what the scene was like in the 60s in freaking some little town in the UK where they were jamming. Actually, didn't somebody like make a movie? I think there's a movie coming out. It's already out.
There is
a Northern Soul
movie. Yeah. It's on my Netflix queue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
I remember
because I don't have time to watch anything.
Talking about that now, like I was like, I thought I saw a trailer for that. So hey, so you know, what's old is new and what's new is old.
I don't know if that's true, but okay.
Speaking of new stuff, that ASAP Ferg joint with Missy, flips Alicia Myers, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Which has been flipped several times.
I know.
Already, but
to hear it like flip,
yeah.
Like when that joint came out, I was like in like 2016, I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that. That album's real weird.
Yeah, totally surprised.
It's not what I expected.
He started rapping, and I was like, yep. what the hell's going on?
It's
then Missy
weird.
Started rapping, and I was like, is this a Missy song? I didn't know what to think of it. But yeah, man. Take it to the club.
Sometimes you gotta. And when you get to the club, you might gotta take your shirt off.
Hey. Jadakiss goes to the club. He's definitely taking his shirt off. Because it's hot as hell in the club.
It is.
I can't ever unless you go, maybe if you go to like Iceland or somewhere really, really north of the equator and you're outside in like an ice igloo club. Even then, it would just be too hot there to melt all the ice.
Maybe.
Temperature needs to be like almost 100 degrees with lots of humidity for it to like have the good environment. It needs to be like the Amazon.
I have no idea what you're talking about anymore.
I'm saying in the
so
club.
So what? You want to be in the club high on ayahuasca? That's what you're talking about? You want like
tree? And you only got like one fan and like one window.
There's a sloth. There's like a dude taking a dump off the side of the boat.
I was
like what's happening here? Big giant snakes.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Nah, it's a nightclub environment.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I gotta say, and this is something that I mention now and again, is one of the few times I've had what I would call a religious experience was in a nightclub. It was in the Shelter in New York. The exact environment you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's dark. It's hot. You are literally inside the music. Like
the
sound system
is
just so big.
The
and
stereo.
There's just all these people. And they're just all moving.
Mm-hmm.
And, I literally went into like a trance state in the club one night. And, you know, the lights.
Yep.
And just, it really is sort of a technological reimagining of what a sort of an initiatic religious experience is, what some people refer to as, you know, primitive religions.
Mm-hmm.
The drums, the percussion, you know, the syncopation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. It is deeply rooted in like the Afro-Caribbean kind of religious tradition, voodoo, all that kind of stuff. And you can feel it. The music hypnotizes you, and just the way that the surroundings affect you has that effect. I don't know.
You get high.
Really?
You get
so
high.
Yeah, so,
you get high
so,
on
so
life.
You know, being I don't know if you want to add ayahuasca to that situation,
but yeah, we talked
maybe,
about
it. Depends what your tolerance level is, I suppose.
We talked about going there and having it being a sensual experience to all of your senses.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of times in there. So yeah, so go out there, man. If you're a young kid, you'll get your ass to the club.
If the club exists, you know? I don't know. I don't know if the club even exists anymore. That's the thing. But I mean, that's what they were trying to do back in the day. That's what Larry Levan was doing with the Paradise Garage. It was an experience. That's what Mancuso was all about with his lofts. He was about creating an experience. And that's definitely something that I think you can't recreate. You definitely can't recreate on the internet.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
You gotta
leave your house and go experience it.
Well, and then somebody has to be creating that thing somewhere.
Yeah.
If they're not, you know, I don't know. Your ass out, I guess.
There we go. We'll try to make that happen some way. We gotta coordinate with the people, with the party people.
Sure.
But we're wrapping things up as we do with the sounds of another favorite of ours, D-Train.
That's right. Not D-Train like the train. Like,
no.
We're taking D-Train, but D-Train.
D-Train. If you go to the NYC, you might want to get on the D-Train. Have you ever been on the D-Train?
Oh, Mike. I got
I got mumblings in my ear.
M. Cody's sitting in the background with her with one hand like this, making a a circular shape with her fingers, and the other hand with a finger poking the hole.
Yo,
is asking me, is that what you're talking about? The D train?
The good folks of the D train did not think that they were going to. Folks were talking about
You don't know that. You don't know that. They were out there in the 1970s. They were partying. They were getting down. They were in the club scene. They might have been all about the D-Train.
It's true.
We don't know.
It's true.
We don't know this.
The stories I might have read might have been just good stuff for the Rolling Stone article about where the name came from.
Well, where'd the name supposedly come from?
It's the D-Train in the city, because they said, like, the tracks hit you like a D-Train. Like the D-Train hitting you. Boom!
Like that sound on the podcast, which I'm going to have to edit out.
That's the D-Train sound. You're going to edit in some sounds
That's also
of
the sound choo-choo. Of the actual D-Train, though. Like, like, it kind of sounds like that.
It's true.
Like, yeah.
I was adding a little special effects.
I don't know how this is going to sound. Like, I'm going to have to edit this later.
It's going to sound perfect.
It's going to sound crazy.
So, yeah. So, get on board the D-Train.
Sure.
And ride it on out of here.
Before it rides you.
It's ride or be ridden time.
That's right. We're going to get into that D-Train with Keep On. That's going to be our final song for this edition of the Clandestine Transmission. We are out of here. I'll remind you, like I always do, get at us on social media. Imagination HQ on Facebook, Twitter. You can get at me, L Ketter, on Twitter. L Ketter Ben Zadik on Instagram. MIC on Twitter. Bonjour Nino on everything. Little Fish Inc. also on everything. Yeah. Do it.
Do it to it.
We'll be your friend. Maybe.
Word.
We'll be back. I'll be your friend. I don't know if Mike will be your friend.
Probably not. We'll be back with more little throwback Dusty Groove-esque type stuff.
Yeah.
As we pull out some joints.
We're gonna pull it out. That's what you gotta do when you ride the D-Train. You gotta pull it out, Mike.
If we go to my studio, I can pull out the D-Train and show it to you.
We're gonna have to videotape that.
I got a couple D-Train 12 inches.
We're gonna have to put that on Pornhub.
Also streaming on Pornhub.
Yes.
That's the transmission.
Just might happen.
I guarantee if you type in that, there's something going on there.
Somebody getting peed on?
I don't know. Something
maybe.
Weird. Everything's taken. Every name is like taken for everything. So. I'm gonna have to copyright that one.
Maybe. I don't know. But Yeah. We're gonna get into that right now. On the clandestine transmission. Bah! We're out of here. ImageiNation.com.
Peace!
Sit on. Sky is the limit, and you know that you can have what you want. Be who you are.
said I'm sky's the limit, and you know that you can have what you want, be who you are. Sky's the limit, and you know that you keep on, just keep on pressing on. Sky's the limit, and you know that you can have what you want, be who you are. Sky's the limit, and you know that you keep on, just keep on pressing on.